From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French left-wing voters cast their ballots in a Socialist Party presidential primary Sunday. They are hoping to choose a candidate that will be strong enough to counter conservative and nationalist rivals in the April-May general election. Center-leaning former Prime Minister Manuel Valls is a leading contender among seven candidates, but faces formidable challenges from harder-core leftists Arnaud Montebourg and Benoît Hamon, both former government ministers. The top two socialist primary winners advanced to a runoff scheduled for next Sunday. Gambia's defeated leader, Yahya Jammeh, flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years in office. Mr. Jammeh made no statement as he departed the airport at Banjul with his family in an unmarked plane. He landed several hours later in Equatorial Guinea. He was accompanied by Ghanaian President Alpha Conde. At first, Mr. Jammeh refused to leave office following his defeat in national elections on December 1st. He relinquished his post under the threat of military action by troops from Senegal and Nigeria. Both the African Union and the UN Security Council supported the intervention. Syrian opposition and government delegates arrived Sunday in Kazakhstan, a day before peace talks and an anticipated first face-to-face meeting between the foes in a year. Russian media reported a trilateral meeting was underway late Sunday between representatives of the talks organizers, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Negotiations Monday are expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire that began in December and has largely held. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem by reaching out to Israel's most important ally, the United States, and its new leader, Donald Trump. The two spoke by phone Sunday. Ahead of the talks, the White House said it was at the very beginning stages of even discussing moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mr. Trump has called for such a move. Moving the U.S. Embassy could be controversial in some parts of the world. There are fears that it could spark a new wave of Palestinian violence in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and that protests could spread across the Arab and Muslim world. We get more on the Israeli-American relations from Robert Berger.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated President Donald Trump on the start of his term and thanked him for his deep friendship toward Israel. He also pointed to a key statement in Mr. Trump's inaugural address. Pointing to what he sees as a mutual enemy, Netanyahu said that he very much appreciates the new president's willingness to fight radical Islamic terrorism with full force. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Here's the latest on the new administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump took to Twitter Sunday and gave his reaction to the previous day's Women's March protesting his becoming president. He said that he watched the protests, but that he, quoting now, was under the impression we had just had an election. Why didn't these people vote, he asked. Later, the new president tweeted that peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. In a visit to the Central Intelligence Agency Saturday, Mr. Trump insisted that the news media lied about the size of the crowd that gathered in Washington to watch him assume office. Sunday marks the 44th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision in the U.S. Supreme Court that legalized abortion in America. Anti-abortion activists observed the occasion with a new U.S. President who has said he wants the decision overturned. As a candidate, President Donald Trump promised to appoint an anti-abortion justice to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. He also said he wants to remove government funding from the pro-abortion group Planned Parenthood. Somalia's upper house of parliament has elected a speaker on Sunday, the last major step toward holding a presidential election that has been delayed several times already. The 54-member upper house elected Senator Abdi Hashi Abdullahi with 43 out of 51 votes. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.